Well, Irene is still centered on the Bahamas. It is now a Category 3 storm with winds running around 115 miles per hour. We are watching this storm very carefully as it moves basically off to the northwest. Looks like on Saturday it's going to brush right across the eastern edge of North Carolina, and then on Sunday probably move from Virginia northward to just east of New York City. That's the current thinking. And by the time it gets up near New York City, it still could be a pretty strong storm, at least as a hurricane, and eventually it'll push its way on up through New England. So this is one that's probably going to go into the record books because we haven't seen a storm this strong in many, many years in that part of the country.
Wow. Okay. Now, are we starting to feel a little bit of the effects from just wind or something?
Yeah. Over the next 24 hours, it'll be a little bit breezy out there. The farther east in Florida that you live, the breezier it's going to be. So for our listening area around Orlando and into Polk County, you'll have the gustiest winds, if you will, maybe up to 20 or 25 miles per hour. Again, that's a whole lot better than 115 miles per hour, which is going on in the Bahamas.
Yeah, and Southwest Florida may not feel hardly any of this. Yeah.
Hardly any of this. We'll also have an indirect effect starting this weekend. On Saturday, the rain chance goes way down, and that's because on the backside of Irene, some dry air will be sneaking in.
Okay, does that mean like a little lower humidity?
Just a little bit lower, but unfortunately, we'll have a wind coming onshore from the Gulf of Mexico, and at night, the temperatures will be rising with that warm air coming off the water, so overnight lows may not get out of the 80s.
Okay, and for today, what can we expect?
Well, today it's going to be breezy with a 40% chance of a scattered thunderstorm and highs in the low 90s. Tonight, it'll be breezy with isolated showers and lows in the upper 70s, and on Friday, one more breezy day with a risk of a stray shower and highs in the low 90s. This is meteorologist Alan Winfield on Moody Radio Florida, where you turn for life.